This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single do-or-die Game 7? A full week of a heavy-hitting back-and-forth series? Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you
it's
get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.
Now you see him, now you don't. Ha! There he is. A Chris DeLuzio. Triggered Pete Hegseth yesterday. I'll play a couple of those clips. This is Chris DeLuzio hit some home runs for us yesterday, folks. Courageously took on one of the most annoying people I've ever seen in my life. Pete Hegseth, listen.
Understood, General. Secretary, let me give you a chance. And you've been asked about this earlier. You said in, I think, your press conference, essentially, and I'll quote you here, no quarter, no mercy for our enemies. That's the end of the quote. Is your guidance that you expect our troops in harm's way if there's a foreign enemy surrendering, laying down their arms, they're supposed to provide no quarter and kill them?
You denied it, but you were indeed trying to take the chairman to a partisan place. That was General Milley. That was the previous administration, which played politics. We don't play that
way. It's a simple question. I'm asking what you meant.
We fight to win, and we ensure the rules of engagements are such that our troops have every authority possible.
I'll give you another chance. In saying that, are you trying to tell commanders that that's what you expect? You're in the chain of command. It's a simple question.
I understand that. My commanders know exactly what the guidance is with each and every mission, and they know every tool.
Secretary,
every tool
in refusing to answer it, I think you speak volumes. I think that's a dangerous thing. We all know the expectations. We know the law of war. We know what is lawful. I'd expect our commanders to understand that as well. I yield back, Mr. Chairman.
Gentleman yields back.
Second clip, please play it.
Was our concern that something
I'm going to pause you there. I'm going to give you a chance.
Absolutely. You're disparaging me that I don't care.
I'm asking you whether you think they're liars or not. That's what I asked
you. You are disparaging me that I don't care about the passing of our troops.
Nope. I asked you thought they're liars. Terry.
That's disparaging and smearing in every way. Nobody cares more
Gentlemen,
about the fate of our troops. Nobody cares about the health of our troops.
Ms. Secretary,
nobody wants to bring them all hope
Ms.
more
Secretary,
than I
do. I understand, but he controls the time. He controls the time. You get to control your answer. And the gentleman's right.
If we're allowed to answer.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Secretary, my question was clear whether you thought they were liars or not. You don't seem to want to answer it. We can move on.
Nailed him. Chris DeLuzio joins us. Congressman, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Marty. I'm just off the floor of the House. Good to be on with you today.
He was calling them liars, inferring that the troops who were injured in these bombings in Iran said they had no defense. And all he wanted to do was explode and implode and attack. He did not want to tell the truth, did he, sir?
No, and Marty, I asked some basic questions. Like, look, these troops were willing to risk their careers, talk to the press, and say they were left defenseless. And his press secretary called them essentially liars, said that was untrue. And I said to Pete Hegseth, like, look, Mr. Secretary, I'm giving you a chance. Are you calling our troops liars who were wounded or not? And he couldn't answer the question and just attacked and attacked. And it's a lame and pathetic thing when you've got Americans who were wounded who saw their battle buddies die because they were left defenseless.
That's what troubles me, sir. Because they... do you have Ryan's clip set up? Do you have it set up? Play it. I know Chris has heard this, but he's got to hear this. Listen.
Let's maximize across the theater.
Let's talk about what defenses they had.
prior to the attack, officers on the ground knew our troops were vulnerable. In fact, they requested additional force protection. Did they receive it?
Wherever humanly possible, force protection and counter-UAS was always made available.
They did not.
Wow.
In fact, when asked to describe the base's defense, one survivor who's come forward from the unit said, quote, "I mean, I would put it in the none category from a drone defense capability, none." So let's be clear, no counter-drone capabilities, no counter-rocket system.
Pause that real quick. Congressman, what he's saying and what you were saying is that our men and women were left to die with no defense, sir. Is that fair?
That's exactly what the troops who are wounded who spoke out are telling us. And I believe them. And for the Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, here, to just, you heard him. I mean, he just screamed and yelled and hollered and wouldn't answer it. It's just pathetic. And I come back to this, Marty. This should not be a party politics thing. You send someone to Congress, you should expect they demand that our troops are protected when we send them to fight. I don't think they should have been sent to fight, but man, I'm not going to hold back for a second when it comes to making sure that our military is doing what's right to protect those troops when you put them in harm's way.
Play this
that doesn't happen here.
Go ahead, play the rest, please, Travis.
No counter-mortar or counter-artillery. Not even the basic overhead protection that you and I had 20 years ago in Iraq, and now 6 of our soldiers are dead. The next day, you downplayed the attack. You said it was a squirter that squeaked through fortified defenses. But since then, thankfully, brave survivors have come forward to set the record straight. One of our surviving soldiers told CBS, quote, "Painting a picture that one squeaked through is a falsehood." Another said the unit was, quote, "unprepared to provide any defense for itself. It was not a fortified position." Another survivor said the building's protection was about as weak as one gets. Secretary Hegseth, that is obviously in direct contradiction to what you said from the Pentagon podium the next day. So are you saying that these soldiers, our soldiers, who survived this horrific attack are lying?
What I'm saying is before the commencement of the conflict, we put in maximum defensive posture we could.
That's a direct contradiction.
We moved 70.
What they said,
in this directing, can I speak or are you just going to monologue falsehoods all over the place?
It's not a falsehood.
We moved 7,500 troops off of the X based on the intel.
Stop.
Based on the intel.
Stop. Reclaiming my time.
Because you yell doesn't make you right. Just because you yell doesn't make you right.
I'm reclaiming my time on behalf of these survivors.
Pause right now.
You just said what they said.
Congressman DeLuzio, he has witness accounts verbatim, and Hegseth is saying they're lying. It's disgusting. Is it not, sir? It's disgusting.
That's exactly it. And again, this is something that goes to the heart of what we are supposed to do in Congress, to have oversight of our military, to stand up for our troops. And I pressed Secretary. I said, look, you said, and your spokesperson said, you did every possible thing, every possible measure, I think was the quote. And there was nothing done to fortify that position against overhead drone strike, which was the known threat. And he wouldn't answer it. He wouldn't say that wasn't true. He wouldn't say anything other than just backing himself up into a corner. And look, again, this is not politics. This is about making sure our troops are protected. They're not put at risk where they don't have to be. And it's not happening here. And again, you don't have to believe me or Congressman Ryan or anybody else. The soldiers who survived the attack were willing to talk to the press and risk their careers. That tells you something.
And he's calling them liars, sir.
He won't say it outright, but that's what he's doing. And that's what his spokesman did.
Jesus. As a veteran, and Ryan's a veteran too, this has to sting for you, sir, doesn't it?
It does. And look, Marty, it comes back to we're supposed to look out for our troops. You know, Pat Ryan, the congressman from New York, is a friend of mine. You know, he and I are veterans of the Middle East wars. I served in Iraq. You remember in those early parts of the year, or early years of the war, they were sending soldiers, Marines, and others into harm's way without adequate body armor, without adequate armor on the vehicles and the Humvees. The Congress is supposed to do something about that. That's our job. And I don't think it's that political. I think it's the fundamental responsibility we have to look out for our troops.
If he's lying, about this attack that resulted in the deaths of Americans. How the hell can we trust him on anything, sir? How?
Look, I don't think it's a small thing to say it, but I've said it for a while. We shouldn't be trusting him. We saw him put Americans in harm's way and risk when he leaked onto a signal chain with a reporter real-time airstrike news. It's been a culture of punishments and vendettas and recklessness of firing senior officers without explaining it. Look, his leadership of the Pentagon has failed, and the president and I have plenty of disagreements, but I think this president needs a better Secretary of Defense. Pete Hegseth is not up to this job.
Should he resign, sir?
He should. If he won't, the president should fire him, and if it requires Congress to act, we should act. But we need someone in that position who's, by the way, Marty, your listeners know this. The Secretary of Defense is in the chain of command. He is between the president and all of the four-star combatant commanders. He has a major role to play in the execution of orders from the president and whatever our troops are sent to do.
Congressman, this scares me. Does it scare you, sir?
It does. And look, I think we have the most competent military in the world. There are things that our military can do that no one else can do. Their tactical prowess is second to none, but you don't squander that skill and that patriotism. And I think they're being led poorly by the Secretary of Defense.
Big picture, this lie that this war is over, it's the biggest crock of crap I've ever heard. It's not even close. And the highest price of oil since 2022, sir, headed for disaster, isn't it?
I'm in Washington today. I'm heading home, hopefully, sometime soon. But I check the numbers every day if I'm not home. North of $4.35 a gallon in both Allegheny and Beaver County. Highest price since the war started. And this is absolutely because of this war. The president started the war. Oil's not moving through the Strait of Hormuz, which is affecting oil markets, and we are paying for it right here in Western Pennsylvania.
I've interviewed 1,000 people every year, and I meet a lot of jagoffs. And Hegseth comes off as an arrogant, pompous jagoff. Is that accurate, sir?
That may be too nice, because sometimes we lovingly call people jagoffs, as you know. That may be a little too nice. And look, I shouldn't joke about it because lives are at stake. And part of what folks heard me in that hearing do was dig into something that was life or death.
Yes.
And those are the stakes in this.
And they wouldn't acknowledge that an errant missile killed well over 150 kids. They wouldn't acknowledge it. Still.
And look, part of America's leadership in the world and our power is also our moral strength, right? That we do what's right and we own up when mistakes happen. And I just think it further diminishes America's standing when you can't take responsibility when you screwed up. And when you just do the bluster and the screaming and the lying and the counterpunching, man, just take some accountability. Own your mistakes.
Congressman DeLuzio, I appreciate you stepping off the floor and doing this, sir. Truth to power, my man. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Marty.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single do or die game 7? A full week of a heavy-hitting back-and-forth series? Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Power your next journey with True North Convenience Stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab 2 of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh.
was our concern.
I'm going to pause you there.
Absolutely.
You're disparaging me that I don't care. I'm asking you whether you think they're liars or not.
You are disparaging me that I don't care about the passing of our troops.
Nope. I asked if you thought they're liars. Terry.
That's disparaging and smearing in every way. Nobody cares more about the fate of our troops. Nobody cares about the health of our troops. Nobody wants to bring them all hope more than I do.
I understand, but he controls the time. He controls the time. You get to control your answer. And the gentleman's right.
If we're allowed to answer.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Secretary, my question was clear whether you thought they were liars or not. You don't seem to want to answer it. We can move on.
It's grimy as hell. And I know all the Trumpers out there are thinking they're being hard on Hegseth. He's a big boy and he's a liar. This clip is unsettling and disturbing. This is a veteran, Pat Ryan, going at it with Hegseth, the only way to describe it. And Hegseth's a veteran too. Listen, this is illuminating.
Let's maximize talk, across Secretary, the theater.
Let's talk about what defenses they had. Prior to the attack, officers on the ground knew our troops were vulnerable. In fact, they requested additional force protection. Did they receive it?
Wherever humanly possible, force protection and counter UAS was always made available.
They did not. In fact, when asked to describe the base's defense, one survivor who's come forward from the unit said, quote, "I mean, I would put it in the none category. From a drone defense capability, none." So let's be clear, no counter-drone capabilities, no counter-rocket systems, no counter-mortar or counter-artillery, not even the basic overhead protection that you and I had 20 years ago in Iraq, and now six of our soldiers are dead. Mm. The next day, you downplayed the attack. You said it was a squirter that squeaked through fortified defenses. But since then, thankfully, brave survivors have come forward to set the record straight. One of our surviving soldiers told CBS, quote, "Painting a picture that one squeaked through is a falsehood." Mm. Mm. Another said the unit was, quote, "unprepared to provide any defense for itself." Mm. It was not a fortified position. Mm. Another survivor said the building's protection was about as weak as one gets. Secretary Hegseth, that is obviously in direct contradiction to what you said from the Pentagon podium the next day.
He's a liar.
So are you saying that these soldiers, our soldiers, who survived this horrific attack are lying?
What I'm saying is before the commencement of the conflict, we put in maximum defensive posture we could.
That's a direct contradiction.
We moved 70.
To what they said,
in this directing, can I speak or are you just going to monologue falsehoods all over the place?
It's not a falsehood.
We moved 7,500 troops off of the X based on the intel.
Stop.
Based on the intel.
Stop. Mm. Reclaiming my time.
Because you yell doesn't
are
make
you
calling,
right.
Just because you yell doesn't
I'm
make you right.
I'm reclaiming my time on behalf of these survivors. You just said what they said is a falsehood.
There's a much larger picture.
True?
There's a much larger picture at play here that included integrated air defenses, bunkers, moving people off
then
the X
why, Mr. Secretary,
to ensure that they were
did?
Not part of the target. We moved those troops and all across the theater, thousands of troops off the X, off of their bases, because we knew what Iran was going to try to strike, and we knew there
so
could
no
be a
answer.
Tragic moment.
No
there could
answer,
be a tragic moment where something
again,
could get through. Of
again,
course, that's the consequence
I'm
of conflict,
my time.
And we
again.
Remember those six every single day.
I want to finish.
But don't play games with.
I'm not playing games. I want to finish with one
fingers.
More quote from a survivor of the attack, and I put this on the record. Telling the truth is important, and we're not going to learn from these mistakes if we pretend these mistakes didn't happen. Secretary Hegseth, those soldiers told the truth. Mm. Those soldiers are braver than you are.
I commend
they
them.
They are asking for accountability. They deserve accountability. And I'm asking for the same, starting with you. And as I said a year ago, you need to resign immediately.
I commend those
and
soldiers.
And I yield back.
Hell yeah. Go home. Go back to Fox. Buy a new suit. Put more grease in your hair. It's gross. So, if you're following at home, they lied. So these missiles came in and killed six Americans. And the Americans on the ground that survived said there was no defense. They lied. They lied. And Hegseth lied. So why would you trust anything they say? Why? I don't know.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single do or die game seven? A full week of a heavy hitting back and forth series? Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7 day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying, just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download, and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Lemonade! Fresh squeezed lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
I want to play something that's very disheartening, and I want to talk to my friend William because he relates to this very well. And for context, we often on these platforms we control and are blessed to have you folks sending us videos harp about downtown Pittsburgh and the homeless situation and the drug situation and the mental illness situation and the teen thug situation. And we're going to stay on it till it's fixed because that's how this works. The only way the platform works is if you use it to make a difference. We all hear the Pittsburgh Magazine writer spent like 8 hours with us talking to me about why we do this and the reason why we do it. Patrick, why do we do this?
To make a difference, man.
Trevin, why do we do this?
To make a difference.
Right on. But I'm not. I don't really care. It's irrelevant to me that the writer characterized me as a pompous, arrogant jagoff who really doesn't care about people. Didn't mention Get Marty one time in the whole piece. Not once, Patrick. In fact, the day she was here, we had William on, talking about how we were getting his son off the streets in an effort to save his life.
Sure did.
And my point is, criticize me all you want. I mean, I'm a big boy. I'm fine with that. But don't ignore the truth. And the truth is the reason why we're here is because we have these platforms to make a difference. Nothing else. No free pizza, no t-shirts, no ticket to the Pens game. The reason why we're here is to make a friggin' difference. And that's why we're here. And that's why I want to play this clip and then talk to my friend William. This is very disheartening to me to hear this. This is yesterday afternoon downtown. Listen.
He's checking in front of 931 Liberty Avenue. Report of about 20 homeless people doing drugs in the area of the front doors. The buildings under construction, they're not allowing crews in and out easily, requesting them moved along, no complaint.
So, Patrick, that's frustrating for several reasons. I'm going to get William in on this. Number one, they're back at it. Number two, some developers trying to refurbish a building downtown, and they're getting high in front of the building, and they can't do their damn job. This sucks. And by the way, this was my greatest fear about the day after the NFL draft, right?
And it's pretty much happening now.
Same old, bro. One more time, please play that. Folks, listen to this. Listen to what's going on downtown already.
You check in front of 931 Liberty Avenue. Report of about 20 homeless people doing drugs in the area of the front door.
Wow.
The building's under construction. They're not allowing crews in and out easily, requesting them moved along. No complaint.
It's so annoying. This was our greatest fear. And we can't allow this. And that's why we that's why we post these pictures of these folks doing this. That's why we push this. One of my close friends now is William. About 3 months ago, maybe four, your son was one of those people smoking those drugs, was he not, sir?
Yeah, and injecting them too, Marty. Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Good morning.
And
yes.
What William says that is so friggin' spot on a daily basis is, fine, we got my son off the streets. Fine, he's healthy. Fine, he's alive. But you won't address the root of the problem, and that's stopping the drug dealing downtown. Right, right, William? This is what you've always harped on, right?
Oh, yeah, they definitely need to do something about it. I bought him some clothes the other day. I went down in front of the jail. It's a mess.
It's a
hot mess down there.
And so,
yeah, it really is.
His son would overdose. He'd go into the hospital. They'd temporarily fix him. He immediately would head out to the street and get high again. Immediately, right, William?
Yeah, all the time, yeah. Right.
And the same young woman who we gave the name to cops and a picture would come down to Second Avenue every day and provide drugs for, what, 25 to 30 people?
Yeah.
Right?
That's true. Yeah, you're right.
This sickens you, doesn't it?
Well, something needs to be done. You're right. They need a larger police presence or and then some protocol to help these people get
right
off drugs.
You know, it hurts my heart, William, that we cleaned up downtown for three friggin' days, and here we are 3 days after the NFL draft. It's the same old you-know-what, William. You know what I'm saying, brother?
Oh, I understand. Sure.
At least
it's a petri dish.
Yeah. A petri dish. Damn straight.
Yeah.
At least your son is safe. Give folks an update, please.
Oh well, he's in that renewal. It's like a GINX, but it's he has a little more freedom. And yeah, he calls me every day. He's I brought him down some clothes on Tuesday. Yeah, his spirits are much better. He's starting to be pesty, which is back to his normal self.
Good.
But in a fun way, It's cool. Yeah, I'm glad he's still, doing okay.
So he's clean right now, isn't he?
Yeah, right, yeah, which I didn't think was possible, but there it is.
When we found him on the streets and put the video on social and a million people saw it, including you, the doctors thought he'd be dead by now, right?
Good chance of it, yeah.
And without that exposure, we wouldn't have found him, you wouldn't have seen him, and he wouldn't have the help that he needs. But right now, he's in the best place he's been in how long, sir?
A year, at least.
Wow.
Yeah.
Does his daughter know he's better?
Yeah, he has been FaceTiming and talking to her.
How old is she?
She's going to be four.
So his four-year-old knows she has her daddy back, that he's alive.
Yeah, that's true. You're right. Yeah, there's a lot of good things. I mean, as long as we can keep the forward momentum.
As long as we can save him, we can save another and another. But, William, until they address this bigger petri dish problem, your words not mine, it's only going to get worse, right?
Right. I mean, they did so much, with COVID. They mobilized everything and sprung into action. This is a disease, and they need to fix it. You're right.
You're my man, William. Thanks, brother, for checking in.
Thank you, Warren.
Hey, I want to meet him at some point when he's comfortable with it, all right? Let me come down to the jail with you and meet him, all right? I mean, not to the jail, to renewal and sit and talk to him if I can. We'll see what about that. But his dad's been amazing. 20 people using drugs on Liberty Avenue in front of a building they're trying to rehabilitate. and the construction workers can't go in because everybody's getting high. 4 days after the draft. It's ridiculous.
Check in front of 931 Liberty Avenue. Report of about 20 homeless people doing drugs in the area of the front doors. The building's under construction. They're not allowing crews in and out easily, requesting them moved along. No complaint.
So someone's trying to make a difference downtown and rehab a building, and these drug addicts are getting high in front of the building so they can't do their work. This is where we're at, Mr. Mayor. You know that crap didn't happen last week. As my wife said, last week was like Disney. There were people walking around with dustpans. Literally, Patrick, with dustpans. It was weird, actually. With dustpans.
Yeah, which we saw them. They were right there next to us.
Now we got 20 people smoking drugs on the street or shooting up whatever the hell they're doing. This can't happen. We can't allow this creep. I'm really concerned about Arts Landing, and we're going to check that out real quick. One of my boys who knows this better than anyone because he works down there and lives it and gives a damn is Mad Max. This was our biggest concern, wasn't it, sir? That we returned to the same old crap, right?
It was. But are we sure they were doing drugs and it wasn't a pop-up diabetes clinic? They were doing insulin?
Come on, man. Max, you sent me, to underline Max's point in mind, you sent me an extremely vulgar picture this morning. So that was what? Someone crapping, and what is that going on downtown?
That is a recessed service entrance in an alleyway to a business that isn't there anymore, and it's now become a hangout for drug addicts to go in there and shoot up and defecate and do whatever else. You saw there's a bottle of Michelob Ultra in the corner, so that's new. That so they're in there just hanging out, drinking, shooting drugs, and there was a woman in there this morning.
And someone crapped
up
on the wall.
Yeah, right. And they're sitting right next to that like it's no big deal. It's gross.
Where is that?
That's Coffee Way, Strawberry Way, that area.
Wow, same old.
Right. Yeah.
We can't allow this backslide, Max. You were out there with us last week. He was live with us. It was beautiful. Huh?
It was like an alternate reality. Like, is this the Pittsburgh I've been complaining about for the last 7 years? And, excuse me.
Sorry.
Absolutely beautiful. I mean, what an about face. But here we are, you know, several days after the draft, and are we sliding back into the status quo?
Well, it appears that way.
Yeah. And, it's extremely frustrating.
It is, man. And I'm concerned about Arts Landing, and I know you are too, aren't you?
Yeah. I mean, they spent all that money beautifying that space, and I'm just waiting for the first, you know, somebody to come down with a spray can, do some graffiti on that beautiful playground for those kids.
Yep.
Or, you know, it just takes 5 seconds for one scumbag to ruin it for everybody.
Mad Max, thanks, brother. Appreciate you, man.
You got it.
He records the trauma and the drama as he works downtown. That's why I love him. He's one of my friends, one of my closest friends, and we rely on him for a lot on this show. World's greatest plumber, Ken, just got back from New York City. And I went to New York with my daughter to see Harry Styles at Madison Square Garden, and I made the same observation. Downtown Pittsburgh is a lot worse than Times Square in New York. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, there's 8 million people in Manhattan, and I'm guessing you can find your grime, but we were there for 4 days, and I couldn't. There weren't people laying on the streets. There weren't people shooting up drugs. There weren't people pooping on the streets. And Pittsburgh is a fraction of the size. We were promised time and time again from the highest level. Shapiro told us this. And the mayor told us this. And the Arts Landing folks told us this. And the Market Square folks told us this. We have a plan. We're going to take care of it. Well, you better put the damn plan in place. Because 20 people are smoking drugs on Liberty Avenue right now. And they ain't seeing no plan. All they're seeing are drug dealers. As William told us, same time every day, and I have her picture and her name, this drug dealer comes downtown and sells fentanyl to about 30 addicts. Since I know, and William knows, and I have a name, and I have a photograph, it would seem to me she would be pretty easy to arrest. Just saying. But what the hell do I know? Nothing.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single do or die game 7? A full week of a heavy-hitting back-and-forth series? Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Power your next journey with True North Convenience Stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Sarah Austin Jeunesse, The Moth's executive producer and longtime host of The Moth Podcast. Every week, we share true stories told live and without notes by real people from all walks of life. Stories about disastrous haircuts, May-December romances, photographing Pluto, fighting for justice, and so much more. Some stories make you laugh, some make you think, and many stay with you long after they're told. Discover the power of story. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.